Starting tomorrow, I'm no longer just a shipping clerk. I'm chairman of the board.
And it's all because of...
Freaking.com.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm here with J.P. Matt Phillips, a.k.a. Oh, hi, Lori. I've heard of you.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah. Hang on. You're Lori with the Keene Sentinel.
That's right.
Okay, great. Yeah. Well, thanks for coming by. I'm standing here with Bonnie from Keene at this... We're protesting in front of the Keene Police Department after an FBI raid on Bitcoiners in New Hampshire. And we're protesting the Keene Police's... at least I'm protesting the Keene Police's involvement in the raid, which was limited, apparently, but still should be discussed. And, you know, I feel like raising questions about it. But, Bonnie, the important thing about you is that you were at the raid. And you were in the house when it started.
Yeah.
The house on Leverett Street, correct?
Yes.
And you're Ian Freeman's girlfriend. He was a key target in the raid.
Yeah.
And I understand that you were injured. This is the first time I've heard that.
Well, they made me walk through glass, stand in glass, put on shoes with glass in them, stand in the shoes in the street for like an hour, and then... And I had told everyone that I came in contact with, there's glass in these shoes, so I have to walk really slow and stuff like that, and they were like not paying attention to that at all. And then later, the Keene Police Department actually had to put handcuffs on me, so the FBI's taking their handcuffs off me, and the Keene Police Department's putting them on me. And I told him, I was like, well, I have glass in my shoes, so I'm gonna walk really slow. And he was like, oh, you have glass in your shoes? So they just shook out the shoes and put them back on me. And yeah, I still have glass in my feet. And
so you have cuts, basically?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, were any of these cuts serious?
No.
Okay, good. And you said a drone came through your window, is that correct?
Yeah.
Did you feel like you were in a sci-fi movie?
I felt like I was about to get shot by some Star Wars drone. I thought it was going to shoot me or something. It was flying right up in my face, and when I backed up, it would come towards me.
Okay.
And it was making so much noise I couldn't think, and I was still standing in the glass.
Did you make any attempt to shoot video?
No, I was completely naked and I had no phone.
And what was the size of the drone?
Probably like the size of this.
Okay, all right. What else can you think of to tell me that you haven't seen in the media that you wish was out there more?
My dog was running around and nobody would do anything about it. I was asking them to put him in a car for them to pick him up or to let me pick him up because I wasn't being detained, just anything like that. And he was just running in the road and there was cars everywhere, so I was afraid he was going to get hit by a car. And if I would say, like, can I please pick up my dog, the FBI agent that was holding me was like, stop worrying about your dog. Like, didn't give a shit at all. And also, whenever they put the handcuffs on Ian, they pushed him for a long time. They were like pushing him against the car. And I was just like, what are they doing over there? And the FBI agent that was holding me was like, they're just moving him. And there was no reason for a no-knock raid at all, but they stepped their boundaries even further than that. Like, they were having fun messing with us.
You said that someone reported that there was a Keene police officer in the house. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can confirm that.
He brought me inside after they switched the handcuffs, and he was standing in my room with me, but he had to call a female officer so I could get dressed.
Okay. And was that the only KPD officer that you saw in the house, or...
I really don't know, because it was like I had, from the second I woke up until the second I was in handcuffs was probably 1 minute. So,
okay.
Like, I wasn't trying to pay attention to anything like that. I was just trying to get my dog back. And
yeah.
Yeah.
But how did you know that the officer that you think was a KPD officer was a KPD officer?
Because they told me that they were switching me to KPD custody, and that's when I got those handcuffs, and that's when he brought me upstairs.
So that arguably could be considered part of securing the scene or securing the area?
Yeah, securing me, going inside the house.
Because yeah, that's the claim in the mainstream press, that they were there to secure the area, but I don't know that... I haven't heard the KPD actually put it that way yet. The KPD said they were, I think it was more like directing traffic was what they said they were
doing.
Yeah,
they weren't just directing traffic if they were
dealing
with me, because I was in the scene.
Okay. What else can you think of that's kind of been missed?
There were guns in the house, and the government wants to use that to make it look like we were dangerous, but it was a separate tenant from Ian Freeman, so it should have no effect on his court hearing or anything, and it was in a separate area of the house, or the building that we live in, with its own deadlock. It's not part of where me and Ian live. It shouldn't have had any type of an effect on me or Ian, but they made a problem out of that. All legal guns. Every single one of those guns, he spoke with the ATF officer and gave them full reports about how he got them. There's no reason that peaceful people who just happen to live with a tenant that own guns legally get targeted this way and get treated this way.
What was your impression of KPD's behavior during this?
They were the ones that, oh, well, they were a lot less serious, but right when I was leaving, I had already left, found one of the tenants, and then we got a call to come back, and it was all ready for us to come back. We walked up to the window of a Keene Police Department officer, and we were just like, hey, is it safe to go inside now? And he was just like, oh yeah, you guys can go inside now. Hey, sorry about that. He made a joke about, sorry about that, like, he made like a tongue-in-cheek joke about the fucking raid.
Yeah.
And that was a Keene police officer. I don't know any of their names. I don't know any of their badge numbers because I wasn't thinking about that.
Did you get any sense of how many KPD officers were inside the house?
No.
Okay. All right. But you would just say there was at least one? Is that would be accurate? Or?
I think there was more than one because they wouldn't have just sent the one guy.
Okay.
Well, there was like 50 government officials at my house.
What are the most useful things that you think people can do to help you and the whole, I guess we could call it the whole targeted Bitcoin community in New Hampshire?
Go to thecrypto6.com. Hey, Chris, it's thecrypto6.com, right? Yes. Go to thecrypto6.com to learn how you can donate. And just go to soundcloud.com/freetalklive to listen to the March 16th episode if you want to hear me giving a full account of everything that happened. And there's also been episodes every day since then. The Free Talk Live has not ended since then. We're actually on the radio now too.
I understand you stayed on the radio, but I'm having trouble finding you and listening to you. I only found one show that I was able to listen to on YouTube. Where are you guys uploading?
I really don't know. I'm not the
okay.
one that's behind the technical
right.
stuff, but
okay.
I can get somebody to talk to you about it.
All right. All right, Bonnie, I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Let me know is there anything else that you'd like to add.
Okay. I will.
Okay. Take care.
What are you arresting this man for?
You've seen the dramatic liberty arrests in Keene, New Hampshire. Now see 111 reasons why you should move there and reinforce these gutsy activists. Keene's advantages are compelling, and the list of reasons to move has just been updated. For details, visit freekeen.com.